Could you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, I'm Hubert Beck from Germany. Quite 56 years old. I'm still crazy, going for the 10-day race now.
Hubert, we've got you. This is audio. You're about to put on your number. You've got about 2 hours to go. But you've waited a long time to come here to Queens, New York to do this race. Is that right?
Yeah, at least since Christmas I know about this possibility to take part at this race, and actually my training phase was the last 3 months. So at least since 3 months I'm thinking about this race every day.
Well, now, every day in 3 months, but also you recently wrote a book about running.
Yes.
Could you describe something about this book for us, please?
Yes, this is actually the second book about running. The first one was Marathon Running, which is a bestseller in Europe, in the German language. And now my second book since last year is Ultra Marathon and Ultra Running. This is my heart now, and there is no really training information how to do it, how to get on this long distance races controlled, because everybody who can do marathon and is in a well health is able to go for ultra distance as well. And my mission is to explain the people how to do that.
What would be the first thing if a marathon runner was to come by here right now and they said, what's going on? How can I prepare myself to do this? What would be the first thing you would tell him to do?
The first thing is he cannot do it because he needs special training, and this training needs exercise step by step. And it's like Formula One racing, and you cannot say, I have now a driving license, let's do Formula One. So you have to grow up and have to get exercise and grow step by step by longer distance. So maybe a 100 kilometer race or 100 mile race would be the right beginning, later on a 24-hour race. And after that 24-hour race, you are maybe able to do with your mind everything you want to do.
Now, you're 56. When did you start thinking about yourself running the ultra races? When did that begin for you?
This was quite early. I'm now about 18 years in the ultra running, and after 3 years I already did the first 100 kilometer race. But this was not a very nice experience. It was not too bad, but it was in my mind not a very nice experience. So I changed my mind and go still for a marathon and faster running at marathon.
What was your fastest time in the marathon?
I have about 2:50. This is my average time, between 2:50 and 2:58, nearly every marathon finished. So it's more than 20.
So, Hubert, you're doing the 10-day for the first time?
Actually, in a round course. I did 3 years ago a 13-day race in Canada in the winter time.
Sounds great.
Yes. And I think this is it's different. It's another challenge. But I think from the physical way, I did something more difficult, but not from the mind.
Okay, Hubert, I mean, you have written so much about the experience of running this. Now that you've been here for a couple of days, I mean, we're literally about to start, you've been to many different races. Do you feel something different about this course, this race, and this experience that people can get right here?
Yes, there's a basic difference. It is the mentality of the people who are doing this. I mean, it's a Swiss Shinmon team, and they are so friendly, and it's spiritual behind it, and it's not an adventure race. So all what I did before mostly is adventure races in the desert, in the hills, and in the jungle, and now you're going in a 1 mile circle. This is, totally different and more difficult for your head.
Well, speaking about your head, what kind of problems or what kind of good things do you think can happen in Hubert's head in the next 10 days?
will be a surprise. but I know there will be many, many things which is uncontrollable, and new things and many problems will come up, I'm sure. And this is a challenge. You never know what happens.
Okay. Just one last question. I mean, before we get into your final preparations, you used the word spiritual.
Yeah.
For each person that means something maybe a little different. Also, when you see the banner goes up that says self-transcendence, it means something different for every person. What do those words, self-transcendence and spiritual, mean to you right now?
It means I got this experience already in other long distances. It came up after about 15 hours endurance running. Then you get your spirit and your mind, and you get out of your body, and you see everything in a different, pure element. And this is a very, very good experience. And in this time of 10 days, you have a lot of time to think about yourself, about your whole life, about the real things, about the bad things. And after that, coming out, you are like newborn, very clean in your mind, and very pure to everything. And you are happy about every little thing you get and you have. And it is very, very good. It's an experience everybody should have.
Wilbert, thank you so much. And we'll be checking up on you in every couple of days or so. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.